and welcome to Myth Monsters. My name is Erin, and I'll be your host for these little snack bite-sized podcasts on folklore and mythical monsters from around the world. These podcasts focus on the actual cryptids, folklore, and mythic monsters from global mythology, rather than focusing on the full stories of heroes and their big adventures. I'll also be dropping in some references that they have to recent culture, and where you can see these represented in modern day content, so that you can learn more and get as obsessed as I am about these absolute legends of the mythological world. Back to normal scheduling this week, although I have got a few holidays booked in, which I will much better prepare for than last week, I promise. It is starting to brighten up here in the UK, and summer is on its way, thank goodness. And this week, we're going to a place well known for its outdoor summer crab boils, gumbos, and jambalaya. Yes, we are heading to the swampy bayous of the US this week, and going to Louisiana in the south for the horrifying Rougarou. This was sent in as a suggestion from Jeremy and his wife, who is from Louisiana, so thank you so much for this recommendation. And just as a note to the rest of my listeners, if you have a recommendation, I do take them into account and cover them if I can, so please do keep sending them in. Now let's jump straight in. The Rougarou is described as a shape-shifting, werewolf-like creature who stands at around 6 to 7 foot tall, with the body of a man, but the head of either a dog or wolf. However, sometimes you may even see them with the head of a pig, deer, alligator, rabbit, or even mosquito. It has glowing red eyes and is covered in thick, usually black fur over its entire body. It stands on two legs, like a man, usually, however can switch to running on all fours, bearing sharp teeth and claws as it chases after its prey. Speaking of prey, they tend to stick to large animals and humans when they can, just for their flesh, and we also know that they really enjoy killing people, especially Catholics, for reasons we'll get into later. You might be thinking that maybe they don't need any other powers to be a myth monster, but these have plenty more. They're immensely strong and fast, just as you can imagine a werewolf to be in European cultures, but it can also hypnotise people with a glance and paralyse them with fear. But like, literally paralyse them. It can also shapeshift into other animals and also other objects to blend into their surroundings. And in terms of their surroundings, they're nocturnal creatures, and so they love the dark, wet, and swampy terrain that is common in Louisiana. Rougarou are known for haunting the bayous of New Orleans and South Louisiana, and we'll get more into this culture and influence on the monster later too. So, how do you become a Rougarou? Usual werewolf stuff, innit? But, in all seriousness, there are only a few ways you could become one, such as if a witch cursed you, or if you committed social taboos or broke moral codes, and especially if you broke Lent, one of the Christian festivals of fasting, hence the Catholic preference in their diet. The curse would usually last for 101 days, where the person transforms nightly into the monster and hunts through the swamp. Others say that this curse lasts forever, and you can never change back into a human form. Also, because it is a curse, it means that if you don't break it, it will pass down through family trees, meaning that if your dad was a Rougarou and never got rid of it, you would probably become one too eventually. There was only one way to break the curse, which was to transfer it to another person by drawing their blood, meaning you could bite, stab, or maim the person in any way to get it, but you could also do this by complete accident. If you're trying to help your pal who's become one, the best way to prevent them getting at you would just be to kill them by usual werewolf slash vampire methods, aka cut their head off and set them on fire. But how could you know? Because the legend is that if you told anyone that you did have the curse or were a Rougarou, you would die instantly if you spoke about it. So it's a bit of a trap, really. The other plan is to confuse them, to get away. That is purely it. And for some reason that is unknown to me, Rougarou cannot count past the number 12. And by lying out 13 objects, like pennies or candles that they had to count by compulsion, please see usual werewolf slash vampire stuff, they would get super confused and continuously lose track until you probably just get a chance to either run away or kill it. At that point too, I don't think it's gonna go away if it's been there all night counting pennies and getting annoyed at itself, so it's probably not worth the attempt of trying to save anyone. Just get rid of it. Now, let's hop on over to etymology. This week is a really good one because Rougarou, if you didn't guess, is French. This is because of the heavy French influence in the Louisianan area and comes from the words loup, meaning wolf, and garou, meaning werewolf. So yes, it is another werewolf name. But this is really important because in French folklore, the loup-garou is actually the name of a whole other werewolf monster. And we believe that the Rougarou is taken from stories of this, but changed over time for a US audience. But before we kick into history, I hear potentially the non-US people asking for context as to what is the difference between a bayou and a swamp, because we mentioned them earlier and they are really important to the story of the Rougarou. Well, I'll tell you. A bayou is a body of water found in a flat area and can be either a slow-moving stream or river or a marshy lake or wetland. A swamp is an area of land completely saturated with water at all times, and actually it's the same as a marsh. So basically, bayous can just be really wet, but swamps are waterlogged forever. Bayous are intrinsically Cajun and Creole, which are two ethnic groups in Louisiana, which are descended from French immigrants, which is where we'll kick off the whole history segment. With this, we must go back to the 1500s to talk about the French version of this monster. The loup-garou, as mentioned previously, was an incredibly similar beast with incredibly similar powers, and was commonly used as a scapegoat for crimes such as kidnapping, livestock attacks, and burglaries. Basically, if there were any crimes in the areas, a loup-garou would be blamed. The loup-garou were always believed to be lycanthropic, meaning that they were men changing into wolves, and so many people were actually accused of being loup-garous. Unfortunately, this was not the time to be accused of something supernatural in Europe, and lycanthropy trials were actually a thing, and people were executed for them, in a time of witch hunts and high superstition in a mostly Catholic continent. Because of this super scary thought of werewolves, French parents would tell their children that the loup-garou would get them if they misbehaved, turning them into a popular boogeyman in France. Now, skip ahead to 1682, when Louisiana was founded by French settlers, not only from France, but also Canada, because the French settled there earlier in 1535. They brought along their own customs, history, and of course, folklore, and with them, the loup-garou came along. Over time, the language developed into what we know now as Cajun and Creole, and the loup-garou developed into the Rougarou. This version of the French werewolf actually changed quite drastically, with incorporated elements from the culture around it, such as Native American beliefs in shapeshifters, African American swamp monsters, and Catholic teachings of punishment and sin. The Rougarou is actually most linked to Cajun culture, and they are specifically descended from the French Canadian side, as they settled in southern Louisiana when they were expelled by the Brits in the 18th century. Typical us, I know. The Cajun people have their own language, traditions, food, culture, and mythology, but if we're totaling it down to something outsiders to the culture might know, Mardi Gras, jambalaya, Gambit from the X-Men, and jazz are things very often linked to the Cajun and sometimes Creole people. But they are, of course, so much more than that, and the Rougarou is one of those things. I could also talk forever about the Cajun Creole and general Louisianan cultures, as I think they are so utterly interesting, but we'll focus on our monster, I guess. The Rougarou was really used, as most of our bog and swamp monsters are, as cautionary boogeymen, mostly for the safety of children in these treacherous terrains. The area around bayous is incredibly soggy, and water can be deceptively deep and thick with weeds, meaning any strong swimmers might struggle, let alone kids. As well as this, there are alligators in Louisiana in the bayous, so you really don't want to fall in one as a kid and be a perfect midday snack for a gator. But we also have to take into consideration as to what every monster is. It's a way our ancestors personified what goes bump in the night. If you can put a face on it, it makes it a lot easier to compute than just pure nothingness. And this was most likely the original origin of most of our monsters, let alone this French werewolf. Let's talk about some other close monsters to this too. And of course, the big one here is werewolves. And with that, I mean the European idea of werewolves. The man who howls at the moon every night they transform, looking for a beautiful damsel to steal and tear apart, then in the morning look on in horror at blood-soaked human hands. Yes, of course this is a close relative, if not just a French version of the traditional European werewolf. The differences are is that this is a curse set on by a witch, rather than a viral bite from another, at least in the first instance. And that this sometimes would only last for a few days. And I say a few days, 101 is actually quite a long time, but I guess it's better than being a wolf all of the time. Another really fun one is the Beast of Govardhan, which is another French werewolf which we've not covered yet. This werewolf literally terrorised a village in France for 3 years in the 1700s, and was believed to be a demon of vengeance sent by the exiled Romani people on the people of France who turned them away. Victims had their throats ripped out and everything. 113 people actually died in real life. I'm not joking, this actually did happen. We will do an actual episode on this monster though, as it's too interesting not to. But, just plainly, it's a werewolf, it's French. What more commonalities to the Rougarou do you want, people? Now, I have to mention one just as a funsy. It's not really related, but it is in the sense of a location. There is also a Cajun Bigfoot, also known as La Bête Noire, or the Honey Island Swamp Monster, that lives in these same swamps and bayous. It is worth mention because of the location, and we will cover him another time, but I just like the fact that I can picture this big Bigfoot creature alongside the Rougarou and they're just pals. I also think the name is funny, so that's that. Lastly, let's talk about the cultural significance of the Rougarou. It is an iconic figure within Louisiana culture, and is still celebrated to this day with the Rougarou Festival in Houma in Louisiana every year. It's a celebration of Cajun culture, with costume contests, haunted tours, food and music, and all of the proceeds go towards preserving Houma as a city itself. There's also a zipline park called Rougarou Adventures in Oklahoma, although it seems to be more Bigfoot themed, but I do appreciate the mythical nod to American monsters, I suppose. And lastly, there is the Rougarou rum, which is made in Louisiana, and they even have a praline flavour called Rougarou 13 Pennies, referencing their incredibly poor counting skills. Aww. But let's move on to modern media. There's not really much for Rougarou within media, but there are a few TV bits that I've popped in for them, and filled the rest out with werewolf media, because it's great, fight me. for art. Have a look at independent art this week for this monster, as there are some really cool bits, and nothing that's really much older than that, I'm afraid. But in movies, we have Van Helsing, Werewolf, Dog Soldiers, Good Manners, Wolves, The Werewolf from 1956 and 1913, Werewolf of London, Werewolf of Woodstock, Werewolves on Wheels, Underworld, Twilight, American Werewolf in London, Harry Potter, Hotel Transylvania, Wolfman, Wolf Walkers, 100% Wolf, Bad Moon, The Boy Who Cried Werewolf, Never Cry Werewolf, Nosferatu, Red Riding Hood, Into the Woods, The Forest Hills, Skinwalkers, and Trick or Treat. For TV, we have Supernatural, NCIS New Orleans, Shadow of the Rougarou, True Blood, Teen Wolf, Grimm, The Monsters, Little Horrors, Sanctuary, Vampire Diaries, What We Do in the Shadows, Young Dracula, Being Human, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Charmed, Doctor Who, The Dresden Files, X-Files, and Wolfblood. In video games, we have ones such as Wolf Among Us, Killer Instinct, Harry Potter and the Games series, Bloodborne, Castlevania, League of Legends, Nocturne, Altered Beast, The Legend of Zelda, Pokemon, The Quarry, Sableman, Shantae, The Sims, Shadowcaster, Darkstalkers, Darkest Dungeon, Diablo 2, Soul Calibur, World of Warcraft, Toohoo Project, The Wolf Team, Terraria, Werewolf the Last Warrior, The Wolf and the Waves, and Sequoidan 2. My book recommendation this week is for Cajun and Creole Folk Tales, The French Oral Tradition of South Louisiana by Barry-Jean Ancelet, or Cajun Folk Tales by J.J. Renau, and for our monster specifically, and definitely one for kids, Rougarou at Mardi Gras by Vanessa Cano is a fab one to read with little ones. But now it is time for Do I Think They Existed? Some vibrato on that. I really want to believe this exists. What a cool monster, and honestly, I love the whole traditional monsters in the werewolf vampire sense. Give me those for a Halloween costume any day. But the answer to the question is probably no, I am sorry. It's the same as the normal werewolf belief question, and I'm afraid I was Team Edward. And even vampire myths are a little bit shaky on the do I believe in them front. As you know, though, if you've been a listener for a while, I love wetlands and swampy monsters, and I do think these are naturally creepy places. I'm picturing myself on a boat now with all of the insect sounds and greenery, and with this location, you also have alligators, and now a werewolf man and a Sasquatch. I'm sure there are also more monsters that I've not mentioned or found in this part of the woods yet that could come out and kill me, so I'm alright. I do love everything to do with Bayou, Cajun, Creole and Louisianan folklore though. I think it's so interesting, especially with all of the really immense history in this part of the states, that I think sometimes is looked over for cultural stereotypes. And I'm totally guilty of this before I looked more into it. The only thing I knew growing up about this part of the world was Gambit from X-Men and how much I wanted to be called Cher and Mon Ami by a sexy, red-eyed superhero who throws cards and came from the bayou. I will say that I did very much enjoy the Louisiana part of Disney World when I went in November last year, and it is the closest I've ever been to the bayou state. It's definitely a big dream to go there and soak in all that amazing culture, food, marshland, and maybe even go hunting for a Rougarou myself. But what do you think? Did the Rougarou haunt the swamps of Louisiana? Let me know on Twitter, I would love to know what you think about this one. I loved discovering more about this mythos this week, and I hope you did too. There will be plenty more to come. I thought this one was super interesting, and thank you to Jeremy and your lovely wife for the recommendation on this monster. It was a joy to cover, and I hope I did the Rougarou justice for you. Next week, we're heading over to ancient Greece and ancient Egypt to ask a few riddles, like which mythos do they really come from? Ask all of that and more with the Sphinx next Thursday. For now, thank you so much for listening. It's been an absolute pleasure. If you enjoyed this podcast, please give it a rating on the service you are listening on. And I've got the Twitter for any questions or suggestions on what monsters to cover next, and I'd really love to hear from you. The social media handles for TikTok, YouTube, Threads, and Instagram are MythMonsters Podcast, and the Twitter is MythMonsters Pod. But all of our content can be found at mythmonsters.co.uk, including some very cool merchandise. But you can also find us on Good Pods, Buy Me a Coffee, and Patreon if you want to help me fund the podcast too. Come join the fun though, share this with your pals, they might love me as much as you do. But for now, stay spooky. And I'll see you later, babes.